Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In anticipation of the season opener against the Titans on Sunday, Tom Brady spoke to the media Wednesday afternoon. Check out everything he had to say right here in its entirety.
How are you guys? Yeah, there's certainly a lot of excitement from everybody in the locker room. So it's been a long training camp, and I think everyone's excited to get to this point. It's a very good team we're playing. Certainly on defense, we got a lot to prepare for. It's a challenging scheme, so we spent quite a bit of time on them already, and this is really the feel of the normal week. You know, the Wednesday morning meeting that we have with Coach Belichick, and you walk out of that meeting, and it's just a different, sense of urgency. So I think all the players recognize that, and we got to go out and have a good 3 days of preparation, and try to go out and put together a good game on Sunday.
Mark, any of the younger guys surprised that they went from training camp into that first weekend? There's a bit, with some of the veterans on the team who've been here, there's a bit of an urgency to get that first game underway and get everybody prepared.
Well, I mean, I think there's really an excitement of what we're doing, and you really are excited to see how the team's going to come together. So you put in all the practice in the springtime and then the practice in the summertime, and now after Labor Day is when the football season kicks off, and so there's just definitely it's just the progression of really what's next. So I think there's just a sense of urgency that you feel in terms of the coaching you're getting, and everyone's on the clock, so it's about going out there and trying to make every play count in practice so that you're as prepared as you could possibly be.
Tom, along that line, I know you're always confident, but each year is different. So before each opening game, do you wonder in your own mind, I wonder if this team is going to be able to do this. I wonder if we're going to need to work on that. I wonder if we can't do that. Do you have those wonders going into each opening game?
I think you play with confidence, and you play with confidence in the guys around you that they're going to do their job. But I think we let our play kind of speak for itself. And at the end of the day, you can make a bunch of predictions, but it really doesn't matter because, you've got to go out there and prove it. And, you say, how prepared are we, or, how prepared are we for this point? Well, we'll know Sunday afternoon at about 4:00. So, we'll see if all the work that we put in is really going to pay off. Well, like I said, you don't know, but you have confidence that you can do it when it matters. So, like I said, everything needs to be proven. It's not like, the predictions you make on Wednesday all come true. I mean, I said you go out, every play is designed to score a touchdown. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to be the case on the game. But, if you put together enough good plays and not negative plays and, penalties and turnovers, I mean, all the things that play into complementary football, and that's getting everybody involved, whether it's Wes or the running backs or tight ends. I mean, there's certainly a lot of skill players that have touched the ball in the preseason. So, it's about really going where the coverage dictates it. And when a guy like Wes has 122 catches, I mean, a lot of times the coverage dictated the ball go to Wes. Now, if they choose to tighten the coverage down on Wes, then the ball goes somewhere else. So it's just a matter of trying to evaluate what they're doing defensively and, trying to make a good decision at quarterback in order to get the ball to the guy who should get it.
What do they do to make it difficult for you personnel-wise and scheme-wise that you've seen so far?
I think they have good matchups. I mean, they have some really it's a very fast front that's very disruptive. So you don't have a lot of time to sit back there and evaluate what's going on. And I think they mix in enough zone coverage with man coverage where, it's tough to anticipate. So, to try to get a good pre-snap read and a good post-snap read, and not really make up your mind before the ball snapped of where the ball should go, because they change it and they make some things look very similar. Some blitzes look like coverage. Some coverage look like blitzes. So you have to do a good job post-snap really figuring out what they're doing and then trying to find the open guy.
Tom, there are two ways to look at the offensive line. One is that you've had a lot of different combinations to work with. The other side of that, obviously, this preseason, is that you have not had one cohesive unit. How do you look at the offensive line going into week one?
Well, I haven't, you know, I'm not so, I mean, who's ever out there is out there, and that's the, who's ever out there has earned that position. So, you know, they've done what the coach has asked them to do, and there's a lot of confidence that they'll be able to do their job. So my focus is on quarterback, and I got enough to worry about as is. It's not like, you know, I've figured everything out the past 4 weeks either. So, you know, I've got to go out there and try to do what my role is, and that's play quarterback, and I let those guys really do what they do, which they do a damn good job of doing that and playing offensive line. I mean, there's turnover every year, you know, on our team, on every team, coaches, players, you know, staff and so forth. So I don't think about it too much. I mean, I think I've learned at a young age that you worry about what you can control, and certainly playing quarterback is, and my attitude is what I think about on a daily basis. So that's pretty much it. Well, like I said, I think you, in some ways, you become a bit desensitized to it, you know, and it's not my decision, so I can't really, you know, think about it too much other than support your friends and, you know, what they're going through, but it's not like I can go in and lobby for guys. I mean, this, what decisions have been made or what is, you know, coach always feels is in the best interest of the team, so... You know, you just try to worry about going out there and doing your job. And we had practiced that day, so we went out and practiced. And, you know, you try to have a good practice, you know, regardless of who's out there. Because if you don't, then you're really doing a disservice to yourself, your teammates, you know, in the franchise. So you got to try to go out and compartmentalize things and go out there and have good practices and ultimately be prepared for the game. Well, I think you realize at a young age you don't, you know, you really don't know what you don't know. So, you know, you see guys in the springtime that have great spring camps. And like I remember my second year, we had a receiver, Aaron Bailey, who was pretty good. And I thought, man, this guy's really good. And then we released him, and I couldn't believe, like, man, we released that guy. He's the one that made all the plays. And, you know, that's just what happens. But, you know, you see a lot of players come and go, and then you just – learn to deal with it, learn to live with it. And you understand, like, what my job is, and it's challenging enough as is. I don't have to worry about too many other jobs.
Tom, you obviously in the draft drafted a lot of defensive players, Chandler, Dante, and everything. From what you've seen against them, facing them every day, how excited are you to see these guys, you know, help this defense?
Well, I've seen them a lot in practice, and, you know, it's challenging as a rookie, you know, to grasp everything, and certainly, you know, everyone will see where they're at this weekend, and they'll have a great opportunity that they're out on the field being able to participate. So, you know, they got an opportunity just like everybody else, and you know, they're expected to go out there and do their job.
Tom, can you talk a little bit about, I guess, the element of surprise, the dealing with what happens
in the side? Yeah, well, that's part of it. I mean, you have to deal with what you've seen because that's what they're working on, and you have to deal with things that could come up, you know, because you understand that they're probably holding some things back. So ultimately it's going to come down to who executes the best. It's not the scheme. It's, you know, taking care of the football and who does better on third down in the red area and taking advantage of scoring opportunities and penalties, all the things that play into every game. But yeah, I mean, it's different than week 15 where you've had a whole season worth of film on a certain team. So, you know, there's some things we're preparing for that we probably won't see. And certainly there's things that they're doing that we haven't seen. So, I mean, that's just part of, you know, playing really early in the season. Thank you, guys. See you after the game.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.